Good morning. It's Saturday, September 13th, and this is Mamoun Azeem with the morning news. Give us a few minutes and we'll give you the headlines you need to know to be in the know. A dramatic manhunt has ended in Utah. Police have arrested 22-year-old Tyler Robinson for the shooting death of conservative activist Charlie Kirk at a university event earlier this week. Authorities say Robinson confessed to his father and was persuaded to surrender after a tense standoff with family and a youth pastor. Utah Governor Spencer Cox said surveillance footage placed the suspect on campus hours before the attack. President Trump announced the arrest and called for the death penalty. The killing has shocked the nation and underscored deep political divides, with investigators now probing Robinson's online activity and weapons cache. Another News federal immigration agent shot and killed a man near Chicago on Friday after he allegedly drove his car at officers during an attempted arrest. Officials say the driver, 39-year-old Silverio Villegas Gonzalez, resisted a vehicle stop, struck an agent, and dragged him as he tried to flee. The ICE officer, fearing for his life, opened fire. Villegas Gonzalez later died in hospital, while the injured agent is recovering from severe injuries. Homeland Security said the man had a record of reckless driving and entered the U.S. illegally at an unknown date. The shooting is under internal review by ICE investigators. Around the world, a historic leadership shift in Nepal. Former Supreme Court Chief Justice Sushila Karki has been sworn in as interim prime minister after deadly anti-corruption protests forced the resignation of K.P. Sharma Oli. The 73-year-old is the first woman to lead the Himalayan nation. More than 50 people were killed in clashes after the government banned social media, igniting a nationwide uprising. The ban was lifted Monday, but unrest continued, culminating in parliament being set ablaze. Protest leaders agreed to Karki's appointment as a neutral caretaker. She now faces the challenge of steering Nepal through its political crisis. Another News London saw dueling demonstrations Saturday, as thousands joined a Unite the Kingdom rally led by far-right activist Tommy Robinson, while anti-racism groups staged a countermarch nearby. Police deployed about 1,000 officers and set up barriers to separate the crowds around Waterloo Bridge and Whitehall. Robinson wrote online that the event was about defending free speech, while Stand Up to Racism organizers called their protest a stand against hate and fascism. Participants carried flags, placards, and chanted slogans just streets apart. Authorities say both marches are being closely monitored to prevent clashes and ensure public safety. Now you know, and you're ready to go with the morning news. Share this with a friend and subscribe wherever you get your favorite podcasts. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening.